Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last weekend you wrapped up the series against MSU with a 0-0 overtime shootout loss. But what a great effort by your team again. Lauren Bench, 33 saves, her third shutout of her career. And then looking through the stats, I noticed Claire DeGeorge also had 6 shots. She led your team last Saturday night. What did you take from that game that your team can bring here this weekend?
Oh, sure, Kelly. Well, certainly, Lauren's play was outstanding, and we're going to need that this weekend. You know, we know that if you're going to have success down here in Minneapolis against the Gophers, your goaltending has to be really, really good. So hopefully she can keep playing. I thought she had a solid game on Friday and followed that up with what I thought was her best game of her career on Saturday, just in terms of the timely saves and things like that. But it was good to see Claire get that many shots. We've been really encouraging her. She needs to have a shot first mentality. She just tends to want to pass the puck more than she does shoot it. But we just keep reinforcing that, you know, every shot she takes is a good shot, because if she doesn't score, that's, you know, maybe there's a rebound. But bottom line is, it was a tough weekend in terms of points. We just got the one. Now we're looking up. So this is our first opportunity to get back on the ice, and it's a great opportunity to get some points against a really quality team.
Well, I know one thing you mentioned last weekend, you can't put any pressure on your team, obviously looking for that first win of the season. What it has been the message all week as you prepare for this one?
You know, we just, a lot of it's just been go out and play the game. You know, I think sometimes you can, if you do put pressure on, now they start thinking. And, if you overthink it, it kind of, it's the old paralysis by analysis, right? You just got to go out and play. And that's just kind of keep reinforcing it. It's a great game. It's a fun game. You're always at your best when you're enjoying yourself. And the biggest thing is just trying to tell them we can't focus on our past record. All we can focus on is what we have ahead of us. And just what a great opportunity we have, playing the number 2 ranked team in their building. And certainly we're not going to be favored in anybody's prediction book other than our own locker room and our supporters. But so let's just go out and play and just see what happens. Like I said on the bus, I can't ask for anything more than just go out there and compete as hard as you can and do it for each other. That's the bottom line. Go out there and compete for each other.
What kind of things was your team working on this week as you get ready for this number 2 Minnesota Gopher team?
It's kind of a usual week in terms of just how we break it down, what we want to work on. We did change the lines around, so we wanted to give all the line groupings an opportunity to work with each other, and just in terms of line rushes and some offensive zone things. And then, same thing defensively. So, we know how we have to play. We know the type of game we're going to need to play down here to be successful. And the bottom line is you got to be, when you get your chances, that's when you really got to bear down and put the puck in the back of the net. Because you know what, Kelly, we've got a lot of players in that locker room who have scored and have scored, a fair amount in their careers. And we know they can do it. And we're getting the opportunities. And so we just got to stay with it. It's nobody likes to be in the situation we're in terms of our record. But again, that's in the past. This is a new opportunity. Let's go out and do the best we can, see what happens.
Speaking of shaking things up in the lines, what were you looking for, and how hard is it to kind of sit down and look at each of the players and figure out who would they be best suited to play next to?
Well, probably the biggest one is just moving Bergie back in the middle. She's played center for us her entire career, and we just really like the when we put Claire and Emily and Mac or Haley Mac together last year, there was definitely some juice there, and they scored some big goals. They got a big goal against Duluth, and we didn't do it a lot, but going into this weekend, we thought, let's put that group together and see what happens, because we just felt from a skill standpoint, it could match up with anybody. And unfortunately, Haley gets hurt, but we kind of left Emily and Claire together. But the results are what they are, and we're not scoring a lot. So we thought, she's really, really good at center. She tends to make a lot of things happen there. We thought maybe putting her back in the middle, especially against a team like Minnesota. Now I've got 4 centers, now with Emily and Claire and Kiki and Lindsay that have all played, against other teams. Top lines at one point or another. So, from that standpoint, it gives us a little bit more flexibility, a little more depth down the middle.
Looking at Minnesota, they're going to be without Kelly Panik. She's with Team USA in the Four Nations Cup. Sarah Potomac was also supposed to be gone, but she's injured. But this Gopher team is still stacked with talent. Do those two even matter when they're out of the lineup?
Well, sure. I'm sure it affects Brad's lineup. I mean, those are two outstanding players, and you take two talented players like that out of a lineup, it's going to be noticeable. You know, they did go into Minnesota or Wisconsin last weekend without Sarah. And got a win, so that tells you that the kind of depth he does have. But now Panic's out, so he's obviously going to have to shuffle his lines. And you're exactly right, though. There's four very very good forward lines that are loaded with a lot of talent, and it's just going to be a tremendous challenge for us.
What kind of things does your team need to do in order to keep those four lines from scoring?
Well, it'd be the easiest thing to do, Kelly, is to make a play defense. You know, spend a lot of time in their zone, and we certainly have the capabilities of doing that. But we also know that they're going to have their opportunities. They're going to have times when they're in the zone. Back pressure is going to be key. I think you need to look for that. If we're coming back the way we can, it's just going to put a lot of. If we can put pressure on the puck from the front and the back, it's going to help. But we need to be really, really good in our zone. We got to close quick. We got to have stick on puck. They're going to have their times when they're in our zone. We just got to make sure we're disciplined. Stay within our system. We're going to have to block shots, and we're going to have to be really good with our ins and our outs. What I mean by that is we have to be really good about getting the puck out of the zone and at the same time being really good at getting the puck in the zone. If we can eliminate turnovers at either blue line, that's really going to help us. And like I said, we need to be when we get our opportunities, we got to take advantage of them.
What is it going to take to get a win here tonight?
20 at a time, just really solid, just team, just play Beaver hockey and play as a group. And when something goes wrong, we got to stay mentally sharp, and the next shift up is going to be really, really important. But again, it's going to take 60 minutes of really, really good solid hockey.
Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.